Here, quorum is present. First order of business is Senate Bill number 88, for which we have committee substitute. Ms. Cook, would you please come to the end of the table there and discuss this with us, please? As I understand it, section one is this enhances it, because we're adding a second section, so it makes it a paragraph, is that it?
Essentially, section one is put in there because under existing law right now, under paragraph two, which is set out as part of section one, the board is required to designate restaurants for purposes of letting minors who are accompanied by persons in. So since the board is in the process of designating restaurants under two, I wanted to make it clear that the board's designation under two was for purposes of that paragraph only, i.e. it only affects the situations of minors accompanied by other persons. Because I understood from the request I got from this committee that you didn't wish to change existing law as it impacted minors accompanied by others, but
that's
that you
correct.
Wish to add a new provision, which would be your section two, paragraph three, under which the board would be certifying. In this case, I use the word certify rather than designate so that there would be a distinction, but the board would indicate certain restaurants where persons who are minors could enter and remain for dining. And since we now have this paragraph
Senator Kelly,
three,
excuse me, Senator Kelly, do you want to come up here? You're the prime sponsor of the original request, and we certainly don't want to let you off.
Hi, Tom. Rich, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. I've been very good. How about you?
All right.
Good.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yes. Essentially, the only reason I changed paragraph 2 and section 1 was to make this distinction between the restaurants the board designates under paragraph 2 and the restaurants it certifies now under paragraph 3, because that's a different process. The committee asked that this certification process be much more formal. There's no requirement in the statute as to how the board goes about designating restaurants under paragraph 2.
Okay. Now, section 2, you added the new paragraph, that's to the original 0416-049, right?
Yes, sir.
And that's, okay, that takes care of, that fits in with section one, right?
Yes, that would authorize a person under the age of 19 to enter premises certified as restaurants if they remain for dining.
And section three, this gives the board that may certify a license as a restaurant for the purpose of A3. That's, is the word if?
Yes, the word is if. And in order for a restaurant to receive certification, if they do wish to serve minors under A3, they have to apply for certification. The board has to inspect the premises and determine that the primary business is going to be the serving of food for consumption, and number three, that the governing body, in the case of a premises located in a municipality, agrees with the certification.
Could we change the... there's some question when they say the primary business in relationship to the gross amount of revenue derived from such... so if we say is a primary business instead of the is a primary business conducted in the premises.
That may make it a little bit easier for the board to resolve, but I would let the chairman notice that the interpretation of what primary business means is not defined, and it would be up to the board to make that determination. As this bill is drafted now, the board would have to go in and use some kind of...
I understand, but they'll come up with the same question that I came up with, because of my association when I was on the board. I remember we had that very same question come up as...
That was a million years ago, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Joseph?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the substitution of the word of or the would be better, because you could, I assume, use other than gross receipts to make that determination. For example, if a business advertises its cuisine or...
ceramics unit out in the lobby.
That would be an indication that it really tries to get diners, as opposed to a bar that has the iron sandwiches that we were talking about. So I think that the substitution would give the board a little more.
If you put A, primary business. That's what I thought. Sir?
Excuse me. I was going to say, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to commend you or somebody, maybe Tamara, that you're working this bill around to a point where I think I can almost enthusiastically support it for what Senator Kelly agrees it's his baby originally. But I like the idea of the dual control. In other words, you get the ABC board totally in the act. That's number one. And number two is you get your local governing body.
Local option.
Sure. And so whatever objections I may have had, I think this cures many
of them. Well, this is a product of the thoughts that is expressed by the committee and those people who are interested in making those.
One question, Mr. Chairman. The original bill, of course, addresses 16 years of age and older. Mm-hmm. I presume under this community subsidy, as an example, a 14-year-old could go into the Baranoff if this place is certified, or by local government, to go into Yancey Derringer's, or a 12-year-old, or a 10-year-old, or a 6-year-old, unaccompanied by a parent. Now, is this really what we're going to do, or we want to address it to those, that particular group, or are in high school, or of more mature youth, rather than open up to everyone? That's the question I have. We've departed from the major thrust of the bill, which dealt with 16 and above. Now we're saying anyone.
There are no limitations, that's right.
There's no limitations, so. But the question
there's a local option provision in there, but coming after the board is okay.
But the local option doesn't say that. I don't assume the local, they don't have the option to say, okay, we'll license this under these conditions, provided they only deal with minors from 16 years and above. No, they can't say
16.
That. They can't say that.
No.
Okay, so it's wide open then.
It's wide open, but you have the safeguard of the local option provision in there that I don't think the city fathers are going to license a place that doesn't meet the requirements as they see of a place that incidentally serves beer and wine or alcoholic beverages as a part of their business.
I think what we're saying, they don't have that option. They can say, okay, this premises can be used by minors. Now, they can't say that the minor is 1 to 16 years of age and older. When they say minors, they're saying my 6-year-old granddaughter can walk in there and order a hamburger. I don't know if this is what the intent is, the original intent of the bill.
If the licensee wants to serve it, there's a saving clause in the liquor license, or in the liquor law. It says that the licensee may refuse service to anyone.
But they've always had that ability.
We assume.
It doesn't say that in this particular legislation.
But in another part of the law.
Which we are changing.
We are changing. We assume that the local governing body would not agree to approve of a licensed location that it wouldn't be safe for a 6-year-old to walk in and have a dinner or have a hamburger.
Well, I don't know. If I was on local government, I would have some real misgivings about.
That would be their problem. Then they don't license anybody, or they don't approve of any locations within their community.
Mr. Chairman,
I think we're losing the point.
If I understand what the Senator is saying, it is that the original concept was to provide a window for those people 16 to 19 to come through to get into a dining room.
Right.
And the way the bill is drafted now, the municipality could allow people under 19 to come into the dining room, but they would have to open it up for people from age 0 to 19. So we don't allow them the option of saying we would allow teenagers in here but not 12-year-olds or 11-year-olds. That's your point.
That's the point.
Well, but then you have to be sensible in governing this. You can't say just take an arbitrary age and they're 16 years of age and they have intelligence enough to go into a place like Bullwinkle's. When you have the coach of the Little League team that wants to buy his team a pizza, and you're going to say, those 16 years of age, we're making an exclusion for them. Pardon me, Fritz. And we're going to allow them to go in, but we aren't going to allow somebody to go into a pizza parlor. An Italian restaurant that serves beer and wine.
I'm only saying that the local governing body might be willing. They might not care, because as a practical matter, the 12-year-old or 13-year-old isn't probably going to go into the chart room and Captain Cook for dinner, but if they do care, they might be willing, if we give them the opportunity, to certify a restaurant for 16, 17, 18-year-old dining, but not to do it if it means it opens up to people of all ages.
Isn't the answer, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm saying isn't the answer to that is to add a paragraph 4 saying that the governing body of the municipality may prescribe or determine the age limits of those people.
Well, then you're taking away the authority of the board, see?
What is that, so bad?
Yeah, you're talking about local power, authority, and control now. If you want to dilute their power, then you're going to have three more people making determinations.
Since you got off the board, I don't want to dilute their power, no, sir. I mean, but I'm trying to propose a compromise, Mr. Chairman, that might bear some merit. In other words, people in Sitka, Paul and I and our kid, if we had one, we're over at the Sciatica, and the kid wants to go down and get breakfast in the dining room. It's a 13-year-old child.
You want to send your kid down to have some meat?
And they're serving booze. Why, that ought to be up to the local people as to whether or not they want to have this kind of activity. What does the ABC board know about local conditions? You know, they're not...
No, but they have that right by applying to it. If they don't want a 13-year-old in there, they don't have to apply. And there'll be lots of places that don't apply.
Okay, the primary...
We're taking care of Senator Elias's problem that he's been bugging me on for years, in the last 2 years, about the airport in Sitka. You can't get off the airplane and walk in there. A kid can't walk in there and have a hamburger.
Mr. Chairman,
I don't want to have a hamburger in that place.
Well, I'm just merely pointing out that we have gotten away from, we've opened it wide open from them.
Well, we're all
miners, and if that is, you know, is what we're trying to do, maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't. But
it's up to
the committee. This is what we've done. I don't know.
We have the problem of the 16-year-olds who want to mix with their elders and have dinner, and they feel that they're being discriminated against because that they serve beer and wine. Then you have another group between maybe 8 years old and 16 years old who, in the company of their scoutmaster, they've just won the Pledge of Allegiance award, and he wants to buy them a pizza. And they can't go into a place that serves beer and wine just to have a pizza. Now, is it more fair for the 16-year-olds because they are denied the privileges of going in and mingling with their elders? Or is it denied, is that more fair than an 8 to a 15 or 16-year-olds to be allowed to go in with their scoutmaster or with the den mother?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if a scoutmaster or a den mother would take that young child into a place that serves liquor and wine.
I've had those complaints in my own community.
But the thing I'm talking about, really only pointing out, is the fact that maybe Senator Kelly would like to make a comment because it's his bill. And he's considering 16-year-olds and above, and now we're saying, you know,
you have the privilege of voting against it, sir.
Mr. Chairman,
I don't know, but
there's an obvious concern here that might jeopardize the bill unless it's taken care of. I thought Senator Justin had the right approach, and I don't think he'd be taking away the power of the board if you allow the local municipal governing board to establish age limits if they wish to.
And then they're going to say, those from 8 years old to 15, then you're going to have a kid that is large for his age, is 7 years old, he has to stand outside and they hand you a pizza outside where the 8-year-old kid is maybe half his size.
I think we're talking about a non-problem.
I don't think are realistic, Mr. Chairman. I really don't.
I don't think they are either. That's why I'm upset about it.
I don't think that in practice that we're going to have to worry about the 8-year-old kid going into a restaurant of this nature. Frankly, I just hope that it doesn't jeopardize the bill because it is a good bill.
Well, I took all of the things into consideration and tried to come up with a substitute that would resolve the problems that are evident now.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's a good bill. I think it is a non-problem, and I feel comfortable supporting it as it's written.
There's another way of doing this, if I just want to run this by committee. On line 18, it could be stated, the premises are certified as a restaurant under D of this section, and the person, at least 16 years of age, enters and remains only for dining.
Well, you're talking about, now you're talking about nightclubs.
Now, the same premises are referenced in Section 3.
Yeah, but you're talking about them allowing a place that is not certified as a restaurant and has not asked to...
No, it's certified. It's
certified as a restaurant.
Certified as a restaurant. Yeah. It has to be certified under D. See, the basic framework was that the person under 19 may not enter the premises unless the premises are certified as a restaurant under D of this section, and the person, who is at least 16 years of age, enters and remains only for dining.
You can make that amendment. I won't support it.
And I inquire how my colleagues.
Sure, naturally.
I like it as it is. I'm
ambivalent. Amphibious.
Amphibious. Anthropomorphic.
With due respect to my good friend, and I understand exactly what he's saying, and he sometimes serves as a reminder to my own conscience. But at the same time, I can't, for the life of me, seeing some
he
kid.
He serves pretty infrequently.
Some kid that is 6 years old coming down to a restaurant, unless the parents are in tow or the kid is with somebody that is. Particular guardian or his custodian at that time.
Well, and also, Mr. Chairman, I think you're going to, any business that goes through this process, goes to the board to get certified, that then goes to their own local assembly to get certified, is going to be a very straight, clean operation, and I don't think you're going to have the kind of trouble that we're sitting here trying to foresee might happen. You know, in Sitka, you might just have two or three restaurants that even bother to go through this process, and after a while, the miners get to know which ones they're allowed to go in and which ones they're not, and those that they are allowed to go in are going to be extra careful to make certain that they don't serve liquor to minors. And I think it's going to work out very well. So in practice, I think it's going to work out much better than we can foresee just sitting here. Because again, only a few restaurants are going to be allowed to do this. It's going to be those that are going to try to cater to the business in order to keep that business. They're going to keep themselves.
And they'll have special surveillance on them too. Whether they want to admit it or not, but they'll be watching those more than you will the other places.
In all due respects, no, it's not a problem to start with me. I'm content with the way it is. However, I can just see this being brought before him, an assembly, maybe in Eagle River, or especially Kenai, where they apply it to the local government, and someone is going to come and say, okay, this means people got it. This could let everybody in from 6 through 18, and the assembly says, no, we're really looking at the ones in high school. Those are the ones that might utilize these premises. However, if we're going to open it wide open, they wouldn't have to reject this application. We wish we could say yes for this particular age group, but we can't. We have to open it for everyone. I mean, that's the kind of box that we put the pro assemblies in.
Well, any time withdraw certification.
Sure.
So if it becomes a problem in their community, then they can withdraw certification and it's no longer a problem.
Well, gentlemen, if there's no other discussion, then with the change of the word V to A, I'll entertain a motion.
I move we pass it on.
Individual recommendations?
Yes.
Any objection to that? How many do pass?
Me.
Yes?
Mr. Chairman, may I be permitted a bit of frivolity?
I wish you, I'd like to have you permitted to a bit of seriousness as frivolity and see them overtake your...
No, somebody asked me today, somebody from the press said, what did I think about the execution of the judiciary committee? I said, I thought it was a great idea.
You don't want to vote for it, but no record. There's been some questions by some of the interested people that they want to know about the capital punishment bill. What's the feeling of the committee?
I think we should kill it.
What?
I'm with them.
Well, we have some, while we're cogitating that, we have some new assignments. Senate Bill 1, Ray, Subcommittee.
Hostage.
Senate Bill 167. Who knows about jails? You know about jails?
No,
I do, Mr. Chairman.
I know one escaped last night out here at your jail.
Fritz?
I don't understand that very well, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Give it to Fritz.
It is ex-member of the parole board. He probably has more knowledge than anybody else on the committee, I think.
I always get a bad feeling when they're ex-members. Being an ex-member of the ABC board, you see how that goes with you, don't
I've
you?
Forgotten. It's been so long ago, I've forgotten, really.
SCR4, we'll give that to Senator Eliason. That's Senate resolution.
Here, a little pad right there.
Relating to fees paid to jurors.
Must be a heavy.
SCR4.
SR. Mr. Chairman,
yes, sir.
I have a letter coming to you about just on these bills, which is ready.
Senate Bill 41.
That's ready. Have a letter.
Is it ready?
I'm under staff. You have a letter about 3 or 4 days.
Well, when are you going to be able to bring it up?
Poor boy.
Anytime you like.
All right. How about next Wednesday?
Fine.
Next Wednesday be Senate Bill 41.
Jesus.
Next February 30th. I remember it. How about the day after the 4th of July? That was my introduction to the Senate. Okay. Any other business? Well, what about capital punishment?
Mr. Chairman, I think a lot of people are interested in it. I read letters to the editor, you look at the mail you get, the PLNs, and I really think a lot of people would like that to at least be on the ballot in 84 for an advisory vote. I think that's what they're planning to do in the House, as a matter of fact.
Mr. Chairman, I don't mind if you feel a compromise position is indicated, an advisory vote may be the way to go, but if we want to vote on the merits of it straight up or down,
no,
I have to be totally opposed to it.
No, it's something that I think that we should do.
It's a bloodbath, Mr. Chairman. That's all we're, you know.
Senator Josephson, is it your intent to go to the Anchorage?
Yes, February 19th.
February 19th?
I mean, March 19th.
March 19th?
Okay, the next trip.
Would you and Senator Pettijohn and Senator Elias go up and hold a hearing up there and just get to the feelings on capital punishment?
Yes.
Is that agreeable with
I'm
you?
I'm doing that Friday.
Is that agreeable with you?
Fine.
On the Friday, the 18th. Okay.
I won't be in, I'll be in, my wife's flying down to Juneau on the 18th.
Well, that's all right. Fritz knows the bill anyway. It's his bill.
Dick will be up there.
Yeah. Would you like to go up there also, sir?
May I take a rain check until I check it out? See what my schedule is.
Okay.
But you will, as a vice chairman, you will have the subcommittee answer the whole hearing, and we don't want the emotionalism. We want facts and,
Yes, I won't be testifying, Mr. Chairman. I'll just be listening.
it's very difficult to segregate out.
Yeah, but I mean, well, if you're going to be the
I'll set the
tone. Listen to anything you want. Yeah, but I mean, over and over and over and over again, you know, your mind gets befogged, and you can't tell when the colonel does come through. Just like, well, I'll give you the idea is today. To give you an idea of it, Senator Josephson stands up and gives a Hess report, and with the same in the same time, he says there's going to be a leadership caucus. Three guys never heard of it because immediately he said Hess, they turned off.
I think it's because it was I who was doing talking.
Mr. Chairman, I'm ready to bring the B bill before the committee at any time. At the chair's convenience.
Well, we'll have a buzz session on that. You can bring it up anytime you want, Senator Pettijohn. I'd be more than happy to. In fact, if you want to.
Monday.
Yeah, you can hear it on Monday.
Very good.
Okay, sick that day.
Well, he promised to take the sting out of it. He won't appear.
You're not worse than the rest of the team.
Why don't you have Buzz off?
I was going to say something, but I don't. That would have been one of those TV bloopers of all time.